Good afternoon. Today we are going to be talking about five ways to support deaf employees in the construction industry. So 1 in 12 of the workforce are either deaf or have a hearing loss. So we're going to think about how this applies specifically to your industry. So we're going to start by helping you to identify colleagues who are deaf or have a hearing loss, and then we're going to guide you through the measures you can put in place to create a safe and inclusive working environment. So just to start, deafness is a hidden disability. So unless someone is wearing a hearing aid or using sign language, it's very difficult to spot. 2 million people in the UK wear hearing aids, and 6.7 million could benefit from wearing them. So that's a discrepancy of 4.7 million people who are choosing not to wear hearing aids every day. So therefore it becomes more difficult to identify those additional people. In addition to the fact that deafness is a hidden disability, 54% of employees with a hearing loss are reluctant to tell their employer. Within the construction industry specifically, risk has to be managed and mitigated, and if you don't know that you have a deaf colleague, this creates potential risk. So we're going to talk now about five ways that you can support deaf employees in your business, and we're talking about safety, we're talking about risk, we're talking about inclusivity. So let's take a start. Number one, disclosing deafness. As you've discovered, over half of those with a hearing loss don't disclose this to their employer, so that's you guys. Many deaf people feel that if they disclose a hearing loss, it's going to affect their job. And of course, in this industry, some people will be affected by work-related deafness or work-related hearing loss as well. So for you to put measures in place, you're going to first need to know who your deaf employees are. So this is going to require you having an understanding who in your current workforce is deaf or has a hearing loss, and then building in disclosure opportunities throughout your recruitment process and throughout your entire employee experience. So the best way to find this out initially is going to be through things like employee surveys or having a general conversation with employees on sites to find out how they're getting on in the workplace and if any changes need to be made. So here's a couple of questions that you could ask. How can we make your working life at company name the best it can be? And is there anything we can do or put into place to help you at work? So you'll see in these questions, we're not asking, do you have a disability? We're asking about their experience in the workplace. That's really important because we're not wanting to find out specifically about a disability. We're looking at making accessibility a reality for people in the working environment. And also, if we think about disclosure, as we said, 54% are not willing to disclose, and that's because there's fear around that. So it's just framing this set of questions in a different way. So the next stage to this process is identifying the different touch points in the employee journey, or journeys if you have numbers of them, and build in similar questions throughout. So if you do that, if you drop these questions into your employee experience as a whole, you're offering your teams multiple opportunities to enter into this conversation with you. So number two, work-related hearing loss. Now there's a high risk of noise-induced hearing loss in your industry, so it's vital that hearing protection is readily available within all work areas. Health and safety is the responsibility of all, so building knowledge into your teams about these risks is really, really important. And you can use channels such as things like toolbox talks if you have those sessions where you're on a site and these sort of more brief pieces of training are delivered to teams. And this will help empower individuals to know what the risks are for them. So for deaf employees, you're going to make sure that it's going to need to be accessible, basically. So we'll be providing some more guidance throughout this episode, and you can also find that in the article too. So number three, mitigating the risks. So once you've identified those in your business who are deaf or have a hearing loss, it's now time to assess their working environment to identify any risks that need mitigating. So a good start would be to do a site walkthrough with the employee, asking questions about how they experience different aspects of the role. So do a proper walkthrough, walk through what their day-to-day looks like, and then have a look at what you think the risks might be, and also gain that feedback from the employee themselves as well. Now, what you're going to want to do is reassure them that this isn't going to impact their role, and if it does impact their role, the reason that it would be impacting is because you need to keep them safe, and that's the priority. So hopefully the input that your employee gives will give you relevant insights into what they perceive to be the areas of focus for any risk assessment process. So bring that together within your internal process that you take, and you'll be creating a much safer working environment for your teams. So number four, reasonable adjustments. So this is taken from the gov.uk website. Employers must make reasonable adjustments to make sure workers with disabilities or physical or mental health conditions are not substantially disadvantaged when doing their jobs. So we're talking about, for a deaf employee, a reasonable adjustment could be providing communication professional support to enable access. So that could be that, for example, if that employee was to attend a meeting on an online platform with colleagues, it may be that you consider looking at something like live captioning, where that's human generated captions typed live during the meeting, so your colleague could read the captions as the meeting is undergone. So that's really important. It could be that on site you need to just write brief messages down and show them to your colleague. Environments are often going to be very noisy, so reasonable adjustments can be small things, big things, and everything in between. So it could be that you're providing a BSL interpreter. It could be all sorts of things. And it could be that maybe there needs to be a change to a particular activity so that your colleague can do this. One of the misconceptions, actually, which is really interesting, which we've found through a lot of work we've done in this industry, is that deaf people can't drive forklift trucks. They can. There just needs to be adjustments in place for that to happen. What we need to remember is that deaf people have much, much better visual ability than hearing people, because they're relying on that sense more. So if we think about that in a work environment where, if you're driving a forklift truck, you have ear defenders, ear protection on anyway, you are relying on your visual ability to spot risk, spot issues, rather than anything else. So actually, these environments can be safer for deaf employees than hearing employees. So it's obviously the duty of the employer to make a reasonable adjustment under the Equality Act 2010. So getting to know the needs of your deaf employees is really, really, really important. So lastly, but really, really important, five, an inclusive team. So to create an effective and cohesive team, it really helps if colleagues understand each other's needs. And this is where we find deaf awareness training comes in. The biggest barrier that deaf people face is access to communication. Can you imagine turning up on site and colleagues are enjoying a bit of workplace banter, laughing, joking, and not having any idea what they're talking about, and then withdrawing from that situation because it's too difficult, too challenging? This is the experience that deaf people face in your industry every single day. We know, because we've dealt with some of the largest construction companies, and we've seen this happen in reality. Deaf awareness training is the perfect solution. This gives your teams confidence in communicating with deaf colleagues, and also will help with communicating with customers as well. So I hope that today you found this episode really useful. I hope that you've thought about these five areas and have thought about how you can apply them to your business. If you'd like to talk about anything that we've discussed or ask any questions, we would love to hear from you. Best way to do that is through email. So our best email is hello@terptree.co.uk. You have a super day, and we'll see you soon.